The first two stanzas of This World Fares as a Fantasy, read and translated by Wendy Scace. The poet observes that the world's permanence is an illusion. Just as human lives are short, so one day the sun will cease to rise, the rivers to run, the wind to blow, and the rain to fall. But only God knows when or why.
E wald a witten of some wee's wheat, wittily wat this world where, it fareth as a fool is flicked, no is it hen, no is it hare. Ne baywe never saw much of micked, no baywe on bench, no baywe on bear, and baywe never saw war and wicked, no baywe sick, no baywe fair. No is on prood with outen pair. No is the self, he set nat be. And haw well all thing, hair bay hair, this world fareth as a fantasy. The sunner's curse, we may well ken, ariseth erst and goeth doon west. The rivers in tor the say they ren, and it is never the more almest. Windus rusheth, hare and hen, in snow and rain is known a rest. Whan this will stunt, who what, or when, but only God on grounder grest. The earth in on is ever pressed, no be dropped, no aldree, but ooch a gorma gleet forth as a guest, this world fareth as a fantasy. I would like to learn from someone wise the truth about this world's way. It behaves as a bird flies, a moment here, then it's away. Our strength is never of such size. Then we sat in state on our deathbed today, and however strong we are and wise, now we are sick, now flourish we may. Someone may be a star for a day, now he is no celebrity. And whoever wants to hear the truth today, this world fares as a fantasy. We may know well the course of the sun, it rises in the east and sinks in the west. The rivers into the sea they run, but the oceans rise a fraction at best. Winds blow, gusts are never done, of snow and rain there is no rest. Who knows when or how this will all be gone on the grassy earth, except God the highest. The earth is forever oppressed. Now it is dry, now it is deluged and watery. Each human passes on like a short-term guest. This world fares as a fantasy.